Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 27 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 26 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 26 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Cloudy. 26 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Cloudy. 28 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Cloudy. 28 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Cloudy. 29 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Cloudy. 30 degrees.
So, are the people you see humans or are they zombies?
Are they what?
Your Charlton Heston post. Are the people humans alive or are they dead zombies?
Have you seen the show?
Well, you wrote on the thing on Discord, it's people. And I want to know if the people are dead or alive. Because there is, it makes a difference. If the people you're seeing are human, you're good. If they're zombies, I'd run.
Now, I was replying to Fred's comment. from the show Pluribus. If you've seen it, you would know. I don't think you've seen it, have you?
You, sir, are correct. I have yet to see that movie. Then again, I don't see the old movies from back in the day either, so, you know. I'm not as big of, I'm more of a documentary type person now than I am a old movie buff, so. Anyhow, I take it you're on your way, and I am actually in the lobby today. I talked to Sean last night so there were no confusions, and he has yet to be by, nor have I heard him on the radio. We're probably still about maybe 5 to 10 minutes from hearing him wake up.
Yeah, well, it's not a movie, it's a series. It's currently being dropped on Apple TV. And it's hard to explain. I'll tell you what the difference from.
There was that other movie, I think it was called Final Countdown, the one with the battleship going through time warp with Pearl Harbor or something. Myself, significant other, and her parents, we were sitting down to watch it, and we barely got through halfway through it. It was just too crazy for us to watch.
No, it's not like that, but it's... But I love that movie. I think it's actually one of my favorite movies.
It was just too... It reminded me of old Star Trek movies. And, not Star Trek movies, the original Star Trek series with William Shatner, Leonard Nimoy, and all of them. Kind of like that era. And you know, we just got, like I said, we got about halfway into it and we just stopped watching it. It was, I don't know, not what we were expecting it to be. And I guess theatrics were a little too much over the top. That's what my girlfriend Joanne's father said. He's now 80, and he said, this is just too theatrical for me to watch. And, you know, but it's to each his own.
Well, for me, it's a great movie on two counts. One, the whole time travel paradox thing, which comes to light at the end. And then there's the concept of how one ship with today's power and weaponry, one ship could destroy the whole Japanese Navy, you know, back in the 40s. And the question is, should it?
Valid point. We didn't get to that point of the discussion. It was just, you know, like I said, it was just hard and confusing for us to watch or something. I don't know, maybe. I mean, we're all, you know, except for Joe, she's only 53, but everybody else in their 60s, 70s, 80s, or pushing 80s. And, you know, that's the concept we got out of it. But, anyhow, you know, like I said, I prefer documentaries or, you know, like, I mean, I'm still to this day fascinated by the John F. Kennedy assassination. Of course, that was, 62 years ago, I think, because I was only 7. Yeah, that's about right. And, but I mean, it's just, those things, documentaries more than actual movies or film stories on something. That's what fascinates me now, and that's what gets me either into a movie theater or watch something on pay-per-view, whatever the case may be.
Yep. Okay, see ya. Fine. We got a new radio here in the car, and I'm trying to figure something out here. And I like movies based on real events, those are kind of cool, even though they take some poetic license on some things. But But it was just that whole movie was just a whole moral thing, you know. What should you do? What could you, if you could? Could they change, should they change the course of history if they had the chance to? That was the whole moral question. You know, they were thrust back in time in the 1940s and had the power to stop Pearl Harbor. And the whole question was, should they? You know, they said, well, their duty is to protect the country, and they, you know, and then they decided to try to stop the attack, but then they ended up returning back to our time.
Oh, I could agree. And next time I see my girlfriend's father, I'll ask him what his take is, if we look at it that way. Like I said, we didn't make it through the whole movie, so, I'll tell him, you know, that you brought some things to light, and I'll mention it to him and say, you know, what if they did, and, you know, things could have changed the course of history, so on and so forth, because that was the whole premise of the movie, and, I guess the audience missed that point.
Yeah, and one of my favorite scenes in the whole movie was when the modern day jets are trying to stop a couple of Japanese Zeros from attacking a yacht, which could have a radio on it, so they didn't want them to warn them. Thing. So these F-15s or F-14, whatever they are, against Japanese Zeros, and, you know, of course, nobody had ever seen jets back then, and when the pilot, Japanese pilots tried to keep up with the jets or try to, evade them, and, the jets go vertical, and then Zero tries to follow them and blows his engine, and then the other one tries to get it, start shooting at them, and they just take them out with one missile.
Yeah, I copy that. Anyway, I'm like, it's documentaries for me on things, you know, things that not so much change the course of history, like things, like I say, the Kennedy assassinations or anything else, but other things. There was a race driver back in 1976 by the name of Niki Lauda that crashed and was really badly burned. I mean, he was given last rites. His whole upper body was just nothing but crust. And he survived, and he was back in a race car within 6 weeks. Big miracle story. He just passed away just a couple of years ago after having a lung transplant from his injury. But, and there were documentaries of his accident. There's, you know, his own testimony of what happened and everything else. Recreation, all that stuff that you would see in documentaries. And then after he passed away, his wife kind of released a journal of stuff we didn't know, what he went through, and whether or not he was going to get the lung transplant. And I was glued to that whole story to survive an incident like he did. And he scarred internally and externally for life and lived to be late 70s, early 80s, something like that. Again, those are the kind of things that are interesting. Anyway, I'm leaving space for Sean. I haven't heard of him yet, so, and I have not seen him pull up yet. So, back to you. We'll play the Jeopardy game while we're waiting.
Yeah, by the way, your audio is getting really low. Like, I'm getting to, like, I can't hear you. I took the volume almost all the way up. KE4,
CY2,
both are coming through clear to me here at the base.
And I'm on the RF because I'm directly underneath my nose, and that doesn't work yet from here.
Okay, that was a little better. I think, was there somebody else in there? Yeah, KE4, ZYQ on the base unit. I got you both in here pretty clear, so I'm not sure why one person couldn't hear the other, because I could hear you both real clear.
Okay,
Yeah, it was clear, but just very low audio. And I'm in the road, so I got road noise, so it makes it a little more difficult. So, all right, sounds good. I'll see you in a bit there, Donald. And I got to stop and feed the car first, as usual. So, I'll be there shortly. Yeah, it's a little bit early for Sean, I think. He probably is waking up right about now.
Copy that. And Joe, thank you for your input. I'm just in a funky position right now. I'm in my, I live on a senior campus, and there's a couple dead spots, and I was probably moving around a little bit. I do have a node, but that node is directly like 80 feet over my head, and it's not going to work if I'm standing straight underneath it. So I'm on RF, and I'm about maybe 6 miles from the repeater on an HT, so... Yeah, it can fade in and out, and I just moved my position, and everybody hears me just fine. But I do appreciate your input. We're going to be standing by waiting for Sean. WARCY.
All right, see you in a bit. Okay, Pierre. You all have a good breakfast and a good camaraderie there. I wish you best of the day. KE4 is GYQ, Claire.
NAPDG mobile monitoring.
I believe that was Mike's call sign, NAVDZ. Good morning, W8RCY. I think that you're heading for breakfast, and we should be there shortly.
Good morning. Yes, it is me. Yep, and that's what I'm doing. I'm heading over there in just a few minutes, so we will see you there. Have a safe drive, NAVDZ.
Good morning, Mr. Mike, KE4ZYQ.
W8RCY.
I doubled with RCY. Go ahead.
All good, Joe. I was just dying off, so if you want to pop back in and say hello, go ahead.
That's not very often I get to talk to NAVDZ, so I want to say good morning, Mr. Mike. From KE4ZYQ.
Morning, Joe. I thought I heard you there on that double, but wasn't positive it was you. And before I could get in, you guys confirmed for me. How you doing this morning, Joe? Happy Saturday.
Yep, well, thank you. Yeah, any day you wake up and you got all your senses and you're able to be mobile and have food to eat, and you're inside a warm house, so I can't complain. What do you think?
Yep, I'm with you all the way on that one. Woke up on the right side of the dirt, so all is well.
Yeah, Mike, I don't know about you, but when I bump my elbow or something they call the funny bone, or I stub my toe or something, I go, oh, thank you for letting me know I'm actually awake and not dreaming.
Oh, not me. No, if I bump my funny bone or hurt myself, I get angry. I do not give praise for that. Sorry, sorry. That part's not in my fiber yet.
Well, like in Star Wars, the dark side or whatever, I don't let the dark side know that they're getting to me, so... When I have a mishap, stub the toe or hit the elbow, I just kind of grin and say, ah. And you know what they found out to be serious, though, not to bore you this early in the morning? They found out those that, when they get hurt or have a problem, they let off a little steam, if you know what I mean, verbally or otherwise, by themselves, not towards anybody. But that actually takes away the pain faster. They somehow measured that.
Yeah, I've heard the same thing, that people do that, and, you know, like as in people have tested it, and I don't know if they're hooking up the brain cells or if they're, you know, just getting focus groups together and saying, okay, I'm going to hit your thumb with a hammer, and now you got to be quiet and just deal with the pain. And in an hour, I'm going to hit your other thumb with the hammer, and you get to yell. You get to swear, you get to do whatever you want to do, but you got to be loud and see the difference. I don't know how they're telling that, but I've heard that over and over again, too, yeah. And for me, I think that's true. You know, I've done it. I've, you know, hit my thumb with the hammer and call myself lots of names for being such an idiot. But, yeah, it's not... It's not for anybody else, it's just for me, and if I'm in a crowd, I usually just remain quiet, just think real loud.
Going up now. FKE4ZYQ, I thought that might have been Sean, I don't know. But, Mike, there is some science to that because they found out that the natural pain eliminators, you know, the endorphins, all the things in the body, when you release that energy, it tends to combat or offset the pain receptors. So there you go, a little bit of boring technology in the morning.
Hey, did somebody try to come in a few minutes ago?
No, I was just letting Donald know I was there to pick him up. We're all coordinating breakfast.
Ah, is that Sean?
Yes, it is.
All right, well, I'm headed there now. I'm be there in about 6 minutes. So we'll see you when you get there. Drive safely.
Okay, where you at, Phil? A mile away. All righty. I guess we won't have to save you a spot.
ATR.
I'll be out of here.
BDZ arriving, I'll be clear.
Good morning, 0900 hours, cloudy, 30 degrees. Good morning. 10:00 hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees.
KEHZRI, testing a new radio. Anybody hear me? Over.
Hey, I got you up in Richmond, Brian. Good signal, NAWRO.
Oh, great. Thanks, Tim. This is the DM32 radio. It's the first transmission that I made on it on analog.
You know, that's got a pretty good sound to it. I didn't check the dashboard. What repeater are you going into?
The KC8UMP. I'm on analog, on the analog repeater.
Yeah, I see it now, going into Mount Clemens. Yeah, no, it sounds good. Brian, did you have trouble with that CPR programming software there, or did it go fairly smooth?
No, it went real smooth. Thanks a lot, Tim. I stayed up till 1 o'clock, 1:30 in the morning there looking at your code plug, and it really helped me a lot. I forced myself to enter in all the frequencies because I wanted to, like, you know, learn how to do it. And devoted to, you know, muscle memory, sort of. yeah, so I'm going through everything right now. I got, like, maybe 20 channels in there. And I'm going to go through and put the MI5 Siemen channels in there. Yeah, they still have to do that.
Yeah, copy. That sounds good. I'm also listening to Statewide 1. It's sitting here open, so when the time comes, you want to do a test on that as well. That'd be great. Sounds good, Brian. NAWRO after you.
Okay. The receive doesn't seem to be as good on this radio. There's a lot of static in there, and I know your signal is very clear. On my other radio, that DM1701, you know, you sound great. But on this radio, it sounds kind of staticky. Yeah, let's go to Statewide 1 and see how that works.
Copy that, QSY, NAWRO.
Good morning, 1100 hours. Cloudy, 32 degrees.
KE8RUH.
Hey, Dakota. KTMR.
Morning.
Morning to you. today?
I did, and the only thing I saw was an orphan button buck, so I think I would have rather slept in.
Yeah, I was going to go out. I woke up late. I went to walk out there, and there was a bunch of deer standing by the blind. So I figured I'm going to walk out there, scare them all away, and that'll be my hunt. So ended up not going out.
Probably not a bad idea. You got to get out there early afternoon now.
I got up, went to breakfast, came home. There was one in the backyard, saw me come out, came running up to me, waiting for carrots. I gave it a couple of carrots and then went back in the house.
He's got a hunt on the backyard with a crossbow.
By the way he's talking, you probably don't even need that. You just pat him on the head.
I remember we had a pig roast up in Kalkaska many, many years ago, and my buddy's little brother, he was probably 11 or 12, and he got to be friends with the pig. He used to feed him chocolate, and he was not happy the day of the roast.
That's the key. You can't get attached. I'll be right back. NADF.
I'm laughing about that story, but it's not funny.
Oh, it wasn't. He was just beside himself. He was just in tears and just so mad. it was something else. He had to coax him in with a chocolate bar to invite him to dinner. Yeah, I got. We're in the city here. I don't know if Dakota's ever mentioned, but I'm down here in the city. And I got about six of them that regularly, frequent the yard. A couple of button bucks, and then their mom, sister, and a couple others have been showing up lately, in addition to those four. And idiot that I am, I usually put out some corn and other various stuff for them, and carrots and apples. Because I'm an idiot. I understand that. And, man, I'll tell you what, we had a beautiful buck come through here a couple of weeks ago. And I got a clip of that. I sent it to Dakota. That's what he's commenting on. But now, right now, it's just a doe or a couple of button bucks. So nothing here worthy.
It's because
of where you live, you might have a little hunting pressure
there.
So cool.
So, of course, that's where all the big ones are going to be. Yeah, my parents are the same way with, like, that pig. They have, they got some chickens, and it's more of like their pet than just chickens. So they treat those things. It's almost better than the dog, it seems like.
Sorry, Paul, I stepped on you in the beginning there. I was just saying, if you can't hunt them because of where you live, you might as well make friends with them and feed them so you can watch them. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Nothing wrong with feeding them and watching them. They're pretty cool to watch.
That's been the story of my hunting season this year. At least 90% of it is just watching deer eat. I come in, how do you like me now, big boy?
I was checking the cameras the other night, and a bunch of movement on the driveway, and big old doe right up by the garage door.
At your house.
Nope, I didn't catch that. What was that?
You said there was a doe up by the garage at your house?
Yeah, right on the cement, like 2 feet away from the big garage door.
It's like Sean's house. Yeah, who knows? It's awfully urban down here. But, you know, we got that Red Run and all the roads here are dirt. And there's a big nature center over on the Madison Heights side of the Quinner. So they got plenty of places to hunker down. So it's not that shocking. But anywho, I got this one group that's kind of comfy with the situation here. Oh, and there. Oh, no, bedded down. I was going to say, where'd he go? And he just went to the back of the back 40, and looks like he's just sacked out, or she. Not sure if it's one of the button bucks. Anywho, I just mean to jump in there real quick and say that. I'm just walked in from breakfast with the guys and heard you out there. I thought I'd say, good morning, while it was still morning. W8FU.
Oh, you're over by Red Run, Quinter, I grew up over in that area. It was, well, 10 and John R., but not far away from it. Used to go to that High Tide on the corner all the time. Not sure if you've ever been there.
Which place?
High Tide on the corner of 10 and John R.
Oh, God, yes. Oh, that place is the best. One place where when it says hot, it really means hot.
Yes, it does. I made that mistake the first time I went there. Used to go to another Thai place, and I got hot at Pies and couldn't even finish it.
You're up toward Dakota now, right? You got any tie up that way?
Not like Pies, but there's some at downtown Romeo. I don't know of any really around Elmont. What about you, Dakota? You know of any around here?
No, I wish. Just some subpar Chinese food. Well, 26 and the Van Dyke Freeway's got Bangkok cuisine. They're pretty damn good. So that's not terribly far for you.
No, it's not too bad. I've been down there a couple times. We're always down at 26, you know, Home Depot, Meijer, all that good stuff.
Yeah, Bangkok drunken noodles are actually really good. It's probably one of my favorites that I've had. Crazy thing is, though, I'm not big on bell peppers. You know, the one I can't is banana peppers or any variation of those light yellow ones. And I like peppers, and I like hot, and I like, you know, everything. But there's something about the... It's like, to me, there's like a metallic kind of a thing, taste going on with them that just bothers me. Banana peppers, whatever the ones that they put in the Greek salad, petrocinis, you know, those light yellow peppers of that variety. They have this weird metallic taste to me, and I just find that they ruin everything they're in for me. I guess it's probably a lot like cilantro. If you like it, you like it. If you don't, it's hideous.
Yeah, I guess I'm kind of the opposite. I don't mind any of those peppers, but I cannot do the green bell peppers. I can do red, yellow. I don't know what it is about the green ones. I just can't do it.
Yeah, Yep, that's pretty much where I'm at. Like, I'll order drunken noodles and say no peppers.
Well, that's the good part. That's easy enough to do. So, I'll tell you, speaking of pie tie down this way, I know you guys don't get down this way all that often. Well, I can't speak to all, but if you're ever there, he's got a thing called spicy noodle. It's not quite drunken noodle. Noodles are thicker than your typical drunken noodle. But he's got this thing called spicy noodle. I've got it. I've had it nowhere else, and it's so good. I'm not sure if it has, I don't think it has green pepper in it, but, you know, you could ask, obviously, but if you're ever down this way and he's open, that's a problem. God, it's like Roulet, you know, if you go by there and he's open or not. They don't have a real good online presence. They don't have a very good call in your order. I'm not sure if they'll take cash anymore, but he will take, I think, pay or Venmo or something like that, so it's best to just go there, hope they're open, and pay cash, but it's worth it. And they got this thing called spicy noodle. Outstanding. Oh, and their Tom Yum soup is, I've been to hundreds of Thai restaurants, and, well, maybe not hundreds, but I've been to a lot of Thai restaurants. Every time there's a new one in my radar, I go check it out. And, you know, certain places have this, certain places have that. Their Tom Yum soup is the best. If you like Tom Yum.
Yeah, I'll have to keep that in mind then next time I'm down that way. I was just going to ask, but I think you answered it. Back when I lived down there, I remember that you wouldn't take credit card or anything. It was cash only, and that was it.
We might have to make a trip one day, Phil.
There you go. Sounds like a plan. But they don't have much of a dining area. They do have, you know, seating. So you're taking it home and probably have to hit the heater as far as you guys live, heat it up when you get home. But that tends to travel really well and heat up really well, you know. So I've never had any problem with leftover Thai. Unless it's got the rice in it, because then it soaks it up, you know, and it comes quite different. So it's best to keep the rice separate, which they do. But I don't think he's taking cards anymore, although he does have something. He will take, I think, Venmo or Cash App or one of them. So that's about the best you can do. And, you know, Bangkok's pretty damn good. You're lucky that, you know, for having one, relatively speaking, close, that's pretty damn good.
Yeah, you're making me hungry now. A trip down there sometime soon might be in order.
I get Bangkok a lot at work. I don't know if Eat Thai's by you, Sean, but they've been having on DoorDash, they got buy one, get one. So I try not to, I'm not DoorDash anymore, but when I was trying to taper off and stop eating garbage, I found myself ordering that a lot. They're really good.
Which one did you say?
Eat Thai. I don't know where they're at. I know they're close to my office. It's not Thai Delight, the one that's just east of me. It's called Eat Thai, and they do buy one, get one noodle dishes, so it's like $18.
Huh. I've never heard of it. I'll have to search for that. All right. So noted.
I had to laugh. Here we are talking about Thai food and all this stuff and all this food. And then wasn't it just the other night we were all talking about how we're on the getting on the diet and trying to eat better? And just shows you the power of food.
There are way worse things we could be eating than Thai food.
And then there's moderation, which I have a hard time with Thai, but...
You have a hard time with what? Moderation, man. Especially when they got a big plate of Thai food in front of me.
Hello?
That's why you gotta go the hot, Sean. That'll do the moderation for you.
Yeah, if it doesn't moderate you on the front, it'll just clean you out on the back. You know, it's funny you mention that. We were talking about Pai Thai earlier and how hot his hot is. And I got that spicy noodle dish, which is already a spicy dish anyhow. And then you know, you can get it at whatever level. And I made the mistake the first time I ever got it. I was eating hot everywhere. And I made the mistake of getting his hot. And he's like, are you sure? You know, I'm like, man, I go, I've heard this 1,000 times before. So I got spicy noodle and I got it hot. And it was great, but it was a bit much. Let me put it this way, I won't do that again. And but the interesting part, the next day, it felt like it tasted. And I'll just leave it at that.
No!
You did what?
My old
man used to always say, you have to crap in the creek to keep from setting the grass on fire. Let me tell you what, that was that day.
You guys mixed there and Sean won. Phil, what'd you say? And yeah, Sean, I have a few situations in mind that I'm reliving what you said, and I never want to go back.
Sorry about the double. No, I was just saying that I can relate. I'm smiling because it was the exact same situation the first time I tried it there, and didn't know any better and got hot myself.
I still do medium there, and I find it perfect. You know, just his jump from medium to hot is significant. So I find in a lot of places I'll go medium plus. You know, it's just like, because, you know, medium's just pretty light. They're all over the place, you know. I just wish that hot was hot, right? And people knew better than to order hot because it is going to be hot, you know. But I guess everybody has a different opinion of what's hot. I went to dinner once with a couple. We went to a Mexican place, and I forget what she ordered. I think chili relleno or something like that. It was something that was very, very bland, really. You know, but just that, you know, pepper that they cook it in, it's a poblano or something like that, and then it's cooked, so it takes away a lot of the, you know, sting or the heat. And it's like, this thing had almost no heat, no spice level to it at all, in my opinion. And just back in the chair, waving the hands at the mouth, you know, and just, you know, just absolutely putting on a show. And I'm like, really? So I guess everyone's tolerance level's different.
As a fact, I got people that I can't, you know, I give them a piece of pepper jack. It's like, oh, that's spicy. And then, you know, I'll whoop down some chili, but like nothing. Not that I recommend doing that, but I love stuff cooked with chilies. But I'm at my parents' here. I got to grab my kids, so I'm gonna jump out here for a minute, but I'll be back. NABBS.
Sean, do they still have that poster there? If I remember right, it used to be like a little cartoon guy describing the levels of hotness, and the last one was like flames coming out of his mouth, and he was all red and sweaty.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the poster showing the heat levels. Yeah, the hot levels got the flame. I think the flames are coming out of his ears, his mouth, and everything. Yeah, that's great, that cartoon.
Well, it's good to hear that he's still down there and doing well, because that was a really good place to eat.
Yeah,
Yeah, I'm going to have to really watch it, though, because noodles and rice just don't agree with my blood sugar, so I don't know when I'm going to get it next, and when I do, I'm going to have to be careful, order something. You know, the noodle dishes are all pre-mixed, so you can't eat, you know, you can't go light on the rice, you know, or light on the noodles. You know, it's all intertwined, but get a rice dish and keep the actual rice to an absolute minimum, I suppose. But all in all, it's just not a good choice for me. But, you know, I'll do it. It just depends on when. I had a big bowl of ramen yesterday. We got this really good ramen place not far from the shop, and a couple of us went there and got that. So that did spike my sugar. I looked at the levels, and I thought, oof, I can't do that very often. Some rice noodles, you know.
Yeah, that's one thing that gets me on trying to eat better in diet is I love the pasta and the rice and all that good stuff. It's almost like once you start, you can't stop. And just something about the carbs, I guess.
Yep. Well, I think when we were talking last, you know, my trick to, it's not so easy with, I really like that Vietnamese, you know, the pho, you know, and of course this ramen place is a new one, you know, any noodle dish, but it's easier with, you know, some sort of noodle dish to cut it in half and immediately put half away to take home. Not so easy with the soups. I guess you could kind of do it with the pho. But you'd have to, you know, because they do bring it out. It's just the broth, and then you have to add all the stuff to it. So you could divide up half the stuff and just get a to-go container for the broth, I suppose. Starts to become a pain. But that's the trick. Finding a way to eat half your noodle dish effectively. All right, I had to jump out of here. I think Dakota will be back any minute. I don't know where Fred went. He was kind of in and out. But I got something I have to tend to here. And it's not my deer. They vanished. W8FU.
All right, sounds good. Good talking, Sean. Talk to you again sometime soon. KTMR.
Hey guys, can you tell me how this radio sounds on analog? I'm having a heck of a time programming it. This is KE8ZRI analog on the Mount Clemens repeater.
I got you. You're sounding pretty clear. A little, every now and then it sounds like there's a pop in the background. Other than that, you're clear, fully readable, KATMR.
Thank you very much, KATMR. yeah, this radio, you got to hold it just right, you know, to not get interference, you know, from the computer and, you know, and other things. You got to hold it at all these weird angles. I don't have to do that with my other radios. I'm just wondering if there's something wrong with it. Okay, thank you very much. KE8ZRI, out.
Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees.
K8RUH.
KE8RUH.
WHBB Mobile. KFAS. Is that you over here, Wally? Hey, Dave, what's up? Not much. Just relaxing on a Saturday. What you up to? Driving to the west side of the state. Busy. I got a whole bunch of busy weekends. Christmas and parties and things of that nature. Last night was the office party. So, well, pretty late last night for that. Got up and now tonight's the fire department party on the other side of the state that I still belong to. So I'm going to see all my old friends there tonight. I have to stay over there tonight. So, busy weekend, and I think the next weekend, the family weekend over there on the other side of the state again, because most of my family is over there, so the family Christmas party is next Saturday, but it's going to take us back over to that side of the state again, so lots of traveling for us up until Christmas. How about you?
Yeah, not much going on. My kids have a bunch of, like, recitals and things going on, and then I'm not sure what the family Christmas is going to be like. If my my uncles are going to host or what's going on. I know my wife's working at least one of the two holidays, so either Christmas or New Year's, I'm not sure. So we shall see. I always play it by ear. I follow her schedule. She makes the schedule, and I kind of follow it.
Yeah, well, this year, we kind of got a blended family, and I think Christmas Eve or Christmas, one of those two is at our house, so we're hosting one of those, so that'll be nice. Oh, both of them, I was just told, so, and that's the third week, plus I think this time of year, it was like there's a short space between Thanksgiving and Christmas, so we got to, like, move, and get all these things done. So, anyways, it's all good. I mean, that's why holidays are there, to keep you busy, keep you excited, things like that. Office party last night was real, real nice. He runs that little dumpy bar at Zeph's up there in Fairhaven, and they love it. I mean, all their worker bees just love it, and it's a great menu, and, you know, the bar is open, and the bar is closed down, so they serve nice food, good entertainment, so we had a good time with that. And then tonight, this is always kind of a festive event because these guys really don't get paid any money to speak up. And so when this event comes along, there really isn't a budget. So this is always a great event. So I look forward to this.
Very nice. Yeah, and it's interesting to see when there's Christmas parties that former employees show up to them and stuff like that. So places that I've worked for, they've always been like, corporate's always been out of state. So there would be either they would try to locally organize it or it just wouldn't happen. And there would be like, not necessarily a remote thing, but it would just be like a couple people from the office would gather together. But so I'm not familiar with the culture, but it seems like I was listening to Eric tell me how there was some, he went to one of his holiday parties for his work, and they had some former employees there. So I would think that once you're done, you're done.
You would think so, but with this FD, no, they just move you to a different list. So they got this list, they call it honorary. But basically, when you're around, you're active. mean, I give you the, you know, I got still got the keys to the place. Don't give me a radio. Don't give me everything else and just say, hey, we expect to see you. So that's just kind of a different thing. But the town is more like Richmond. It really hasn't been, and I'm saying that affectionately, it really hasn't been citified. So that's kind of nice.
More like it's family. It's almost like a family than actual like business. I know in like the tech industry, a lot of people would just they're done with the company. They're done. So, but anyways, I just heard my timer go off. Cooking food for the kids. So I'm gonna let you go. But I just wanted to say hi. Enjoy your trip out there. I'll listen out. So KFA does.
Take care, sir. Get him on 696 West, 194. You have a good day. Talk soon. WAV.
Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 33 degrees.
K8RUH. K8FCD from W8MTG.
K8FCD.
K8FCD, this is W8MTG. I'm picking you up pretty good. KF8FCD, do you copy?
This is KF8FCD, I copy.
Okay, I'll be 7-3 with you. Unless you want to try another one out, let me know.
Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees.
Whiskey 8, Foxtrot Uniform, KB4ACP Mobile, Kilowatt Bravo 4, Alpha Charlie Papa Mobile. Whiskey 8 Foxtrot Uniform, here's Kilowatt Bravo 4, Alpha Charlie Papa Mobile.
Hello, Mobile. How are you doing today? This is KE8ZRI.
Hey, good afternoon, sir. KB4ACP. My name is Bob. Bravo Oscar Bravo. And nice to shake hands with you, sir.
Yeah, I'm just sitting here in the shack and trying to program a code plug into a new new radio that I bought, the Baofeng DM32. Looks like a really good radio. I'm really impressed with it. Yep. Where are you at in your mobile? Over.
Yeah, is that DMR? Is that a DMR radio? KB4ACP mobile.
Yes, it's a DMR radio, the DM32UV, the Delta Mike 32 Umbrella Victor.
KB4ACP, I don't know what happened to our connection there. Maybe something I did on this end. I'm down in North Alabama. Anyway, I'm mobile. KB4ACP, back to you there. I think it was question mark 8, in November Echo India, KB4ACP mobile.
I think you said KB4ACP. Is that correct? KB4APC, I believe it is. This is KE8ZRI.
KB4ACP, QRT, 730s.
Okay, 730s to you, Guy. Nice talking to you. 73s, this is KE8ZRI monitoring.
Good afternoon, 1500 hours, cloudy, 31 degrees. Good afternoon, 1600 hours, cloudy, 30 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Sunny. 28 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours. Cloudy. 26 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours. Cloudy. 29 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Cloudy. 29 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Cloudy. 27 degrees. Good evening. 22 hours. Cloudy. 29 degrees.
WDHKLL, KFHDIC.
Good evening. 23 hours. Cloudy. 26 degrees.